So that's the first, I think, real critique of theism. The second is intolerance and inappropriate certainty. And those two things going hand in hand. And I don't really need to say much about that. You just look at history, look at the world, and see what happens when people are intolerant and have an inappropriate degree of certainty about how things are. All of the things, revealed truths, prophecies, visions, all those things should be taken with a very healthy dose of salt. Because I think if you don't take them with a dose of salt, they become bitter and you become embittered by them. People fight for their definition of who God is. People fight because you insulted my idea of who God is. People fight because you don't take their vision seriously. And I think it's why the Buddha stays silent on questions that just can't be answered on their own terms. He basically sees the dangers of all this kind of thing. And it's also why Padmasambhava, who's the historical founder of the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, has right at the heart of his teaching a very famous verse where he says, "I do not have, I do not know, I do not understand." That's right there at the centre of his teaching. And basically, if you have that as one of your reference points, you won't go too far wrong. I do not have, I do not know, I do not understand. It's very hard to be intolerant and to think you know everything about the world when you have that at your heart. The third and last critique I'd make of theistic traditions is inaccuracy and bad teaching. Which is a bit of a ballsy criticism, but I'm going to make it. Inaccuracy and bad teaching. So believers, especially very intelligent believers, and as I said, some of my dear friends whose counsel I respect, I would count as believers. They often semi-apologetically and sometimes quite defiantly forswear the worst institutional excesses of their own traditions. Oh, the Inquisition. Don't talk to me about the Inquisition. Don't talk about all the negative things that we've done. There are all these positive things too. And there are. There are many positive things. Nonetheless, I think you can say we've had 2,000 years of Judeo-Christian paradigms, images, taking things literally, that being the model on which we operate and see the world. And I think the evidence is in. I don't think the jury's out anymore. There's a connection between inaccurate statements about reality and bad behaviour. And you can see that from history. When people see things in an inaccurate way and hold to them, sooner or later, they behave badly. And I think there's a link between that fact and what you might charitably call at best vague teaching around love. So a lot of apologists for the Christian tradition will quite rightly cite the New Testament teachings of Jesus Christ, the Beatitudes. They'll cite the new commandment, which is to love one another as I have loved you. But it's pretty vague, and it doesn't get worked out until after the death of Christ, at least in the scriptures. And then what happens is you've got something that's quite vague at the heart of it, and it's open to all sorts of subsequent misinterpretations and manipulations by other people, some of whom are just a bit stupid, and some of whom are fiendishly intelligent. And again, you can see this from history, and again, it very clearly leads to trouble. You end up with the persecution of women, you end up with all sorts of wacky ideas about the relationship between sexuality and spiritual life. You end up with the complete repression of the body. You end up with all sorts of nonsense that has got nothing to do with spiritual life in Buddhist terms. And that's a really important thing. You can find examples of that all through the traditional scriptures from each of the theistic traditions. Some of which are violent and really unpleasant. Some of which are just narrowly restrictive and constrictive. And we don't have to do that. You know, we can basically sit in relationship to a reality that's complex and mysterious, and we don't have to close down in that sort of way. There's already another possibility. When you're faced with inaccuracy and bad teaching, you don't have to wait for the day to come when everybody in the world sees through the violence of the Judeo-Christian tradition or the Islamic tradition and decides to live in accordance with Jesus' words. That's a utopian idea that's not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen just by saying, love one another as I have loved you, nice as that is as a sentiment. And I would suggest that the Buddhist path offers a very practical alternative to that.